Approaches for fostering ethical thinking. Today, approaches for fostering ethical thinking in students are crucial for shaping young minds. You might wonder how to guide students in making good choices. This article will explore ways to build their critical thinking skills, encourage character development, and help them understand moral philosophy. You will discover the importance of having ethical discussions, integrating values education, and engaging students with real-world scenarios. By creating a safe space for these conversations, you can inspire them to think deeply and act responsibly in today's world. Understanding ethical decision-making in students. The role of moral philosophy in education. When you think about education, moral philosophy might not be the first thing that comes to mind, but it plays a crucial role in shaping how students think about right and wrong. By introducing moral philosophy, you help students explore big questions. What is justice? What does it mean to be fair? These discussions can spark their curiosity and push them to think deeply. For instance, consider a classroom debate on whether it is right to lie to protect someone's feelings. This kind of conversation encourages students to examine their values and the impact of their choices. It's about more than just the answers. It's about the journey of thinking critically. Building critical thinking skills for ethical choices. Critical thinking is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. When students are taught to think critically, they become better at making ethical decisions. You can help them practice this skill through real-life scenarios. Ask them questions like, 1. What would you do if you found a wallet on the ground? 2. How would you handle a situation where a friend is being bullied? These questions encourage students to weigh options and consider the consequences of their actions. How ethical frameworks shape student perspectives. Ethical frameworks are like maps that guide students through tough decisions. They provide a structure for thinking about ethics in a clear way. Here's a simple overview of some common ethical frameworks. 1. Utilitarianism focuses on the greatest good for the greatest number. 2. Deontology emphasizes duties and rules over consequences. 3. Virtue ethics concentrates on character and moral virtues. By teaching these frameworks, you help students understand different ways of thinking about ethics. This knowledge can shape how they view the world and make decisions in their lives. The importance of values education. Integrating social responsibility into learning values education is essential for shaping responsible citizens. When you teach students about social responsibility, you're not just filling their heads with facts. You're helping them understand their role in the community. Imagine a classroom where students learn to care for the environment, support their neighbors, and engage in community service. This kind of learning goes beyond textbooks. It creates active participants who are ready to make a difference. Here are some approaches for fostering ethical thinking in students. 1. Service learning. Students participate in community service projects. 2. Project-based learning. Students work on real-world problems that matter. 3. Collaborative activities. Group projects that require teamwork and shared values. By integrating these methods, you help students see the impact of their actions. They learn that every choice they make can affect others. This awareness is key to developing a strong sense of social responsibility. Addressing cognitive biases in ethical discussions. When discussing ethics, it's vital to recognize cognitive biases. These biases can cloud judgment and lead to unfair conclusions. For example, students might favor information that confirms their beliefs. To combat this, you can introduce activities that challenge their viewpoints. Encourage open discussions where students can express different opinions. This not only sharpens their critical thinking skills but also promotes empathy. Here are some strategies to tackle cognitive biases. 1. Debate. Organize debates on ethical dilemmas. This helps students understand multiple perspectives. 2. Role-playing. Have students take on different roles in a scenario. This encourages them to think outside their own experiences. 3. Reflection. Ask students to write about their biases and how they can overcome them. By addressing these biases, you empower students to become more thoughtful and fair-minded individuals. Encouraging character development through values. Character development is at the heart of values education. You want to help students grow into individuals with strong morals. This growth doesn't happen overnight. It requires consistent effort. Consider these key values to instill in your students. 1. Integrity. Teach them the importance of honesty. 2. Respect. Encourage them to appreciate differences. 3. Compassion. Show them how to care for others. Using stories and real-life examples can make these values resonate. For instance, share tales of people who stood up for what is right, even when it was tough. This can inspire students to embody those values in their daily lives. Engaging students with ethical dilemmas, real-world scenarios to promote ethical thinking. When you think about teaching ethics, real-world scenarios can be a game-changer. Imagine a situation where a student finds a wallet full of cash on the playground. What should they do? This question can spark a lively discussion. You can ask your students to share their thoughts. Here are some real-world scenarios to consider. 1. A friend cheating. What if you catch a friend cheating on a test? Should you tell the teacher? 2. Social media dilemma. A classmate posts something hurtful online. How do you respond? 3. Environmental choices. You see someone littering at a park. What's your next move? These scenarios help students think critically about their choices and the impact they have on others. They learn that ethical thinking is not just about rules, it's about making choices that affect real lives. The impact of stakeholder engagement on learning. Engaging stakeholders like parents, teachers, and community members can make a big difference in how students learn about ethics. When you involve others, students see that ethical dilemmas are everywhere. Consider this overview that highlights how different stakeholders can contribute. 1. Parents. Share personal experiences and values. 2. Teachers. Create discussions and provide guidance. 3. Community members. Offer real-world insights and examples of ethical behavior. When students hear from various voices, they start to understand that ethical thinking is a shared responsibility. It's not just a classroom topic, it's a life skill. Creating a safe space for ethical conversations, creating a safe space for discussions about ethics is crucial. You want your students to feel comfortable sharing their thoughts without fear of judgment. Here's how you can do it. 1. Set ground rules. Make sure everyone knows that respect is key. 2. Encourage open dialogue. Let students express their views freely. 3. Be an active listener. Show that you value their opinions. When students feel safe, they are more likely to open up. They can explore their feelings and beliefs about right and wrong. This practice not only helps them grow as individuals, but also prepares them for the complexities of life.